Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're with UrbanBuzzMag.com. And I have Lorraine Trammell on the line with me. She's an author, she's a mental health advocate, and she does a lot of things for her church and community. And she's going to share with us some of her books that she's written and just a little bit more about who she is. Lorraine, say hello to the people.
Hello, hello, everyone. Hopefully, prayerfully, all is well.
Yes, yes. So, Lorraine, you have a couple of books that you've written, and we're super excited to talk to you about them. What inspired you, how you're promoting, and just helping others. So the first book that you did was called Walking in Faith During a Storm, and that's something we all can relate to. Tell me how you began to write this book.
The birth of that book came about, I was dealing with separation in my life and going through a divorce, and it turned into some dark days and some dark clouds over my life, and I began to get depressed. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you don't understand what you're dealing with and going through.
Right.
And a dark cloud was over my life, and I recognized that it was a sign of depression. Mm. And I didn't trust talking to people about my situation or what I was going through. So God used me to be able to write everything down. So that is how the birth of Walking in Faith During a Storm came about. And so many different encounters occurred in the midst of me going through that separation and divorce. I just wrote everything down. So that was the birth of it. I had no idea that I was going to be an author, but God said, "Is no longer your story, it's mine." So you have to be a willing vessel to allow God to use you to be able to tell your story for others to read about.
Was you using journaling about what you was going through as
therapy? I was just writing everything down. I was using, every day I got home from work, you know, again, I didn't trust talking with anyone, so I would pull out notepad and paper. And I just started writing down my emotions and my feelings. And before I knew it, it was like a dictionary. But the book is not that thick. I only pulled out certain parts that the Holy Spirit allowed me to share with people to help them overcome their depression.
How did you know you was falling into depression? Or how did you know when you were depressed?
I first began to recognize it when I always say that there was a dark cloud over my head, because I always wanted to sit in the dark. I didn't want lights on me at work. I didn't want the lights above me. I told them that the lights was too bright. You know, it was a sign of darkness. Mm. If you always just want to be in a room with the door closed,
right.
You don't want to be bothered with anyone. You don't want to talk with anyone. You just shelter yourself away from people. And that's not who I am. A person that was always speaking to people. I'm a people person.
Right.
So I'm very personal with people. And when I was no longer presenting that to people and smiling, my smile had went away.
Wow.
So I knew something was wrong. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
You have to know who you are and recognize these things that are happening with yourself.
Did you seek therapy?
In my day and time, what goes on in your house, stay in your house, and we didn't believe in therapy, but I totally feel different about that now. That was some years back. That was back
okay.
In 2000, 2001, 2002.
Right.
And so I wasn't, in my upbringing, we didn't discuss that with a therapist. It's more about therapists now. That's coming out more, which is much helpful for people. But back then, you have Jesus. You go to church, you pray, and you give it to God. You don't go to a therapist. That's what I was, you know, taught in my day and time.
Right.
But now, of course, I definitely believe in therapy, but no, I did not seek therapy because of that.
Okay.
I wish I had gotten therapy, but I wasn't, I was not really comfortable with it then.
Okay, that's fair. In Walking in Faith During a Storm, is there a particular chapter that you're more passionate about than others?
Well, it is, there's a chapter in there, and I'll just tell you a little bit of it. I'll have to get the book.
Right,
book
that's right. Right.
It's called Supernatural Faith and Trust and Loyalty for God, and that is in chapter 47.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit about how supernatural divine intervention that the Holy Spirit began to work with me and show me. A lot of times when you're raised in the church or your upbringing in the church, you're there, but you don't really pay much attention. I'm not saying everyone, but
right.
I didn't. I was there, but I didn't pay that much attention. Therefore, when God began to show me the supernatural divine intervention over my life, it kind of blew my mind. It's something that I had to go through on my own. I had to encounter the experience and then live to talk about it.
Amen.
So that is one of the chapters, and that is in chapter 47.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You have another book, which obviously is your growth period, because now you went from walking to powerful faith while conquering principalities. Yeah. So
yeah.
Tell us about that maturity level that you walked into, that now you like, no more darkness, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Well, that's a whole different story there, a whole different story. I have three children.
Okay.
And with that being said, when I was going through my depression state of mindset, the children were constantly growing year after year after year.
Mm-hmm.
However, my oldest child was diagnosed with schizophrenia.
Okay.
So I had to deal with those encounters along with being delivered from my depression. But, you know, the devil is always trying to kill, steal, and destroy.
Right.
And just keep throwing darts at you. And as the darts kept coming, I kept catching them, and God kept securing me and enduring me with the strength that I needed to move forward. So that book, Powerful Faith, While Conquering Principalities, Recognizing the Powers of God, basically is what it is, because I had to deal with my oldest son's encounters of his schizophrenia after him going off to college. And it didn't hit him until he went off to college, is when he was diagnosed with that.
Mm-hmm.
So that book is about it. It provides information on tools and resources that will help assist families that are dealing with a loved one that's experiencing mental health disorder.
That's so powerful. And that's important. Is there anything you can share with us about just being a mother and having to deal that situation?
Oh, yes. God put me in that position to actually speak about it. That's why I'm able to speak on your show today. Anything that come over on your life and happened within your life, and it keeps occurring and things are happening and you wondering, why me? That is an assignment that God is placing upon you. You have to learn to recognize your assignments. I began to learn to recognize my assignment simply because it happened to my loved one.
Mm.
And when it happened to my loved one, because of the relationship that I have with all three of my children and the love that a mother has for her children, I did not want to give up on my son.
Amen.
I was in denial at one point. I had my guards on as far as being a parent. Like, I had that parent guard on. You're going to do as I say, what I say, when I say. But when I began to recognize there was really an issue with him because of the relationship that I have with all three of my children, I know all three of them, and I knew that his encounters were abnormal. They were not normal. So God appointed me for that assignment to show families and parents, don't give up on your loved one.
My God.
So that's how all of that occurred. Yeah.
My God, that is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I love what you said, that understanding that your son's behavior was abnormal. And for a parent, I know it is hard. It's like, ain't nothing wrong with you. Sit down. Stop. Why are you acting like that? You know?
Exactly. Yes.
And not identifying or wanting to believe that, you know,
exactly,
there's something wrong. So kudos to you. And, you know, that's just powerful all in itself and encouraging to me. And I'm sure everyone who's listening, that we can't be so dismissive towards our loved one, that we have to actually admit, okay, something's wrong and we need to get help, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. And as I did that, because I was one of the parents that was in denial, because I was parenting them in the most wonderful way that I thought I was,
mm-hmm,
his encounters got even more worse than, you know, the next. So the behavioral situations, you have to recognize them, that they're not normal, and that's what began to capture my attention. It was too many encounters towards his behavior, and I began to get him help. So you have to get them help. Once you come out of denial, you have to turn that channel on and say, this young man needs some help, or this young lady needs some help. Let me do my parent duties and get them some help. And that's when it all begins.
Wow. I love it, Lorraine. That's some good stuff. Now, your third book.
It's real.
Yeah, no, yeah. I know for sure. Appointed Angels, Life, Love, and Lockup. Girl, how did you get?
Yes.
Just the title alone.
I know. The curator came up with that. Her name is Michelle Lovett. And she saw a lot of women in the industry. You know, a lot of us are in the industry that have stories to tell, but they just don't know how to tell it.
Right.
So I was a mentor of her project that she was working on, and she approached me and said, how would you like to work on this project with me by telling a portion of your story? Mm-hmm. And I was indecisive about it at first, but then the Holy Spirit said, it's not all about you and just your story alone. People need to know that other people have testimonies as well. And when I heard their testimonies, I was like, wow, I thought I had it bad, but their testimonies actually helped
right,
me.
Right.
So the testimony that I gave in that book with the 12 more women, it was from divorce to deliverance.
Come on.
Yes, I divorced everything, not just a divorce from my ex-husband, but divorced all of the wickedness in high places, all of the demonic forces that was trying to attack me, and from divorce to deliverance, because when God delivers you, you have a new peace of mindset. You have a new weapon to fight with, a new authority of power to work with through Christ against everything and all the principalities that were coming at you. You have a whole different light of seeing things in the spiritual realm of God instead of just seeing it in the physical realm.
My God, you know, and that's what it says, old things have passed away. Behold, you are a new creation in Christ. And that's
Amen.
Real. Yeah.
Yes, that's how that book came about, when people were locked up in bondage with their situations, and the curator came up with that, Life, Love, and Lockup, but appointed angels, because it's always an appointed angel in your life. She used to tell me that I was an appointed angel for her, because her mom had passed away in 2019. My mom passed away in 2017, but how we met was by talking about our parents had passed away.
Right.
And God orchestrated that relationship. So I've always given good advice to her and wisdom, and that's where it came to her mind, that title, Appointed Angels. And all the women in there had a testimony.
Right.
So, yeah, that was powerful for me.
Yeah. I mean, and you're not only on here talking about God, you're not only demonstrating your faith and acknowledging the anointing on your life, you're so active in your community, in your church as well. You visit
Absolutely.
Nursing homes. You're the truth.
Thank you. I give God all the glory, honor, and the praise for it, because you have to be willing to be a vessel, not just be the vessel, but a working vessel.
Come
to
on.
Allow God to use you. And you don't have to say a word. People will see that in your walk. The devil even see it in your walk. That's why he keep throwing daggers at you, trying to throw you down. But see, when he's throwing those daggers, God catching them. He's catching those daggers and those darts that are coming at you and enduring you with the strength that you need. But sometimes you need to go through that in order for you to be strengthened.
Right. In Ephesians, it says your faith repels the fiery darts. So you have to believe and trust God that the faith that you have in him through Christ is what's going to sustain you. I love the scripture that says his love constrains me. There's a whole element in walking in Christ. Yes, you can be blessed and get the house and the car. But I can tell you this, the house and the car without a sane mind is nothing. Do you agree?
Amen. You have to be that willing vessel to work to capture souls for Christ and for their soul salvation to be saved. That's the main mission of what God is doing through us when we're willing to work.
Right.
But you have to be sincere and true to the word of God. And you can't be a backbiter and a backstabber. You can't say one thing and do another and be contradictive of the word of God and what you're doing. Yes, we make mistakes and we fall and get back up, but you cannot lay in doing wrong and believe in doing wrong and thinking that it's okay and say, God will forgive me. That's why you have to repent. But you right. can't go back to what you were doing. You got to repent and keep doing it a new way. And the way is God's way, not your way.
That's right. Well, Lorraine Tramiel, tell everybody how they can reach you on social media and how they can purchase one of your books or all your books.
Of course. Yes, of course. They are all on Amazon.com. And you can locate me on my social media under Powerful 19. That's POWER_FUL, Powerful 19. That is my social media connect. And Amazon.com, you can plug in Lorraine Tramiel, L-O-R-A-I-N-E, Tramiel, T-R-A-M-M-E-L-L, and look up the book, Walking in Faith During a Storm. And it's based on, truly based on information that will provide you with tools that will help you through depression, all through Christ, and powerful faith while conquering principalities. That's on Amazon as well.
Wow. Well, you know, Lorraine, as we say, once a key player, always a key player, like I said. And whenever you drop another book or having an event or speaking somewhere, you please let us know, and we'll be more happy to share that information as one of your media partners.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, and may God continue to bless you in all that you do. I appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, and thank you.
You're more than welcome.